This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. A major deadline in the Archdiocese of Santa Fe's bankruptcy reorganization process is fast approaching. Survivors of sexual abuse have until June 17th to file claims against the Archdiocese. Attorney Levi Monagle's firm is representing about 100 survivors, including some who serve on a creditors committee on behalf of all survivors. He told Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton that people who file a claim have to answer specific questions about what they experienced.
There's questions about the age someone was when they were abused, questions about the type of abuse they suffered, and then questions about the impact of the abuse on a survivor's life. Those questions can be, in some ways, the most difficult ones to answer because so frequently people are just dealing with this for the first time and they haven't really been able to or had time to unpack the sort of significance of the abuse in their lives to grapple with the impact that it had on their life. And so that's where we really try to help people, you know, put them in contact with therapists or just sort of ask them questions from our experience that lead to information about the way abuse has impacted a survivor's life.
And in general, the standard of proof when we're talking about claims in a bankruptcy situation is really different than the amount of evidence, say, you would need in a trial.
Yeah, that's true. In this setting, you are putting forward information to show the plausibility and credibility of a claim. And people's stories aren't sort of being gone over with a fine-tooth comb in the bankruptcy process the way that might happen in litigation or in a lawsuit. Their accounts are taken at face value. I mean, their proof of claim packets are under oath statements. And so the courts and the archdiocese put a lot of stock in that.
This June 17th filing deadline sort of concludes the first major phase of the Archdiocese of Santa Fe bankruptcy process. So what happens next?
After the Archdiocese and the court are sort of apprised of the number of people who have come forward to bring claims, they'll take 4 or 5 weeks to process all of that information. And then they have to start negotiating with the creditors committee, who represents sort of the interests of all victims in this bankruptcy, about next steps. Ultimately, what the Archdiocese is hoping to get out of this bankruptcy process is a court-approved plan for reparations, basically, for survivors, and then what's called an injunction, which is a court order that prevents them from being sued in the future. So that's the bottom line for them. If they can get a plan approved by the court and by this creditors committee, they can close this chapter of their history. And that's the major reason that the Archdiocese has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. But in order to get that protection, they have to make this good faith reparations effort.
The Creditors Committee is a group of 9 survivors of pre-sexual abuse who are going to be involved in those negotiations all the way through. What kinds of reparations do you expect that that group will be asking for besides monetary reparations?
Our anticipation, just from looking at what's happened in prior church bankruptcies, is that there will be some kind of fund set aside for people who just are not psychologically able to come forward by this June 17th deadline. That's a major sort of negotiating item. I think the other major thing is document transparency. There is just this vast pool of documents that the Archdiocese of Santa Fe has managed to keep secret via court orders largely for the past 25, 30 years. Priest personnel files, personnel board minutes where transfers of abusive priests were discussed, you know, psychological evaluations of some of these priests, depositions of church officials, all these things that have sort of sat behind confidentiality orders for all these years. I think it's a major goal of the creditors committee in this bankruptcy to ensure that those documents are made publicly available so that people can read about, learn about how this happened, and hopefully by learning about it, make sure that it never happens again.
Levi Monagle, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Levi Monagle's law firm represents survivors of church sexual abuse in New Mexico. He spoke with KUNM's Hannah Colton. Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.